Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, it's the breakfast huddle. Elliot Danker and Glenn Van Zutphen with you. It's time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Now, if you've been following in the last couple of weeks, you know that China's clampdown on big tech is dominating all the headlines.
Yeah, it's even led to high-profile investor Cathie Wood. She, of course, runs the ARK Innovation ETF to start trimming her exposure in China tech because she fears a valuation reset. Ryan, tell us more about this.
Yeah, talking about fears, it's also making Chinese companies think twice about moving forward with their IPO plans because there is so much uncertainty and there seems to be pressure from China not to go overseas for listing. So what impact will this have on China's growth? And will this all lead to a slowdown? Let's get a bigger picture from Lee Ken Soon. He is the CEO of Astral Asset Management. Morning, Ken Soon. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing very good.
Hey, Ken Soon. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk about what you are seeing in the markets right now. You're running a fund focusing on value stocks in Asia. What sort of exposure do you have in China right now? Does the clampdown worry you?
We are very fortunate in a way as a value fund. We have very little or no exposures to tech stocks. And the reason is we always find that these tech stocks are overvalued and we don't actually invest in companies that do not generate profits. So we are spared from the recent downturn where the tech stocks lost around US $800 billion of combined value since February this year.
And you've got prices of these big tech giants really taking quite a beating following the crackdown. And it's even gotten Cathie Wood to trim her exposure there. How are you seeing this affecting valuations in the wider market? Is anything looking more attractive to you right now?
I think overall, as what has happened announced on the ARK funds, the valuations of the tech companies generating are coming down. I think the concern based on the business models as well as whether the limitations of monopolies as well as increased oversight on fintech firms, some of which are accused of acting like unregulated banks, all valid. These companies have been able to generate supernormal profits for the last 5 to 10 years.
Yep.
Generally because the government allows it. The government adopted a let the 100 flowers bloom approach and let all these tech giants grow to its current size. And generally, I think at this juncture, they felt that something needs to be done because a lot of them have become too big to fail, or the government is very worried that what happens if these tech giants have overstepped their boundaries, like not being able to protect sufficient data privacy for all its consumers, so on and so forth. And that's why they're taking measures to strengthen the whole system.
Yeah, Ken, so like you pointed out, it's been years of growth, of boom times for these Chinese companies. What's going to happen next? Because it's making a lot of Chinese companies think twice about going for capital raising, overseas listings. How will this affect China's growth when it comes to just expanding this tech space?
In terms of looking at the whole ecosystem, I think China has managed to got it right with a very strong primary market attracting the global venture capital and private equity funds to fund these tech startups. And subsequently allowing all these tech giants, or as they have grown up, you know, to proceed to the secondary market overseas, like the United States, to lease their companies, allowing funds to return to the initial investors, like the venture capital funds. So this system has worked very well for the last 5 to 10 years, again, you know, generating enormous profits for investors, allowing all the tech giants to raise even more money, you know, to grow from the baby to adolescent stage. But currently, I think the game plan needs to change, right? There will be more regular oversight, especially in listing in the United States market, for twofold. One is Donald Trump actually announced last year that there will be more control. And if they are not happy with your financial accountings of the Chinese company listed in the United States, they could actually delist it. That's a major alarm bell coming. Second fold is even the Chinese government itself says that, look, you know, we are getting concerned about a lot of these companies being listed in the United States. And we are going to put in additional barriers or conditions for you to actually be listed there. So all this will change the game plan.
Yeah, Ken, so one thing to wrap things up, we are waiting out for a data dump coming through from China, including second quarter GDP figures. And there's been a lot of concern about how there might be a growth slowdown. Are you seeing any signs of that happening?
I think if you look at the data of growth, first quarter China GDP has grown 18%. Obviously, you know, compared to the low base last year, this is what happened. And for second quarter, the growth would definitely not be as spectacular as last year, as well as the first quarter. And I think there will be a gradual slowdown, but, you know, it's compared with a higher base. So overall, I think if you look at it on a year-on-year basis, China's economic growth this year is still going to be around 8% or more. As long as the consumers keep spending money, as they can't go anywhere outside China, I think the economic growth will be still very strong this year.
All right, we're joining Lee Kian Soon. He is the CEO of Astro Asset Management. Kian Soon, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.